getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
And here we are once again, time for another edition of Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show, back for another week. Glad you're along for the ride. Maybe you're not even riding. Maybe you're sitting at the kitchen table sipping on a coffee, eating a hunk of coffee cake. Oh, yeah, that sounds good. Anyway, here we go again. I got a handful of polka records. My job is to get those suckers played within the next hour, so I'm going to do my best to do that. Hopefully you do your best. Get the words out. We're in trouble already. You do your best to enjoy. That's all I ask of you. Let's get things rolling. Band with a clever name, The Boys. I assume there are no girls in the band. I don't know. Here are The Boys. It's the Blue Eyes Crying in the Rain polka. Blue Eyes Crying in the Rain polka. That's one of those songs. It could be done as a polka. It could be done as a waltz. It could be done kind of however you want to do it, I guess. That's The Boys and Blue Eyes Crying in the Rain polka. This is Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show, back for another week of great old-time music. I warn you right now, that stack of records that fell over that I restacked neatly last week, yeah, I didn't actually put them away. They're just over here in another place, but in a much tidier stack. So I think they're going to be all righty. Here's Connecticut Stosh. It's the Polka Jamboree. There, Connecticut Stosh there, Polka Jamboree here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. I think that's the only Connecticut Stosh record I got in the whole place here on Stella Records out of Hillside, New Jersey. Must be the only record they ever put out because it's record number 1,000. And that generally tells me we decided to start our records at 1,000. You know, kind of like when you get a new checking account and the bank wants you to start at check number 101. And you're like, start me at least at 1,000. You know, that's my theory there anyway. Oh, I got to get to work here. I got to find our waltz. I got to find a 78 of the week. I got a lot to do here. Here's one of those records. You know it's a great one because the 45 is really, really, really worn out. Ted Bonk and the Orchestra at the Fair. We'll be right back. All right, there you go. That's At the Fair. That's Ted Bonk and the orchestra. And this is Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show, where I'm going to spend about a minute talking about the World of Accordions Museum. I am, because if you're looking for something to do, that'd be a very cool place for you to visit. They're in Superior, Wisconsin. And we are. We're talking like 1,400 accordions on display. I always mention that because that's kind of like a jewel in their hat, you know what I mean? But a lot of other neat stuff, memorabilia and related brouhaha. That sounds better than knickknacks. I don't know, stuff. Memorabilia sounds pretty good. That relates to the people and the music and the instruments. A ton of research material if you want to do any researching on musicians or the instruments or where they came from and all that kind of stuff. They got it for you, man. Want to learn how to fix an accordion? They can help you out there. Need to get pointed in the right direction. Maybe you got a really cool accordion. You want to know about it. Man, they are ready to help you out. Check them out online, worldofaccordions.org. Is where you find them on the interwebs. And, of course, we're going to be coming into springtime and summertime when they'll have events going on and the weather's going to be beautiful in Superior, Wisconsin, up there on Lake Superior with all the hiking trails and all the groovy stuff in the area. So check them out online. My first suggestion anyway, that would be worldofaccordions.org. All right, got Frankie Kramer on the turntable now. Frankie Kramer record doesn't come around all that often. And they were from Eveleth, Minnesota. Frankie and his wife Margie, and put out a more that I always thought they had just this one album. Turns out there's more than one. There's like three that I found now that I didn't even know were around. But this is my favorite out of the bunch anyway. And normally when I pull this album out, I play Lollapalooza. Margie sings on that one. And it's also the first track on side two, so it's easy to play it. But I'm playing Melody of Love. Don't you think that sounds like a winner? I think it does. Here's Frankie Kramer and the gang.
Moja droga, ja cię kocham. Means that I love you so. Moja droga, ja cię kocham. More than you ever know. Kocham trawicę od serca. Love you with all my heart. Return to me and always be my melody of love.
Frankie Kramer there, Melody of Love. This is Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Glad you're with for another week. Things are looking pretty good up here in northern Minnesota. The weather remains to be April-like. up here, which is weird. We're all kind of walking around on eggshells worrying when the blizzard's going to hit, and there isn't one in the forecast. I mean, man, for the next several days, we're still in the 40s. Okay, like a year ago, it was 16 below. What's going on here anyway, huh? Man, oh man. But yeah, looking pretty good. I finally got rid of that pesky cold I had. My ear finally went back to normal after the nurse blasted it with whatever, and I thought she blew it right through my head. Man, things are looking pretty good this week. I don't know. I hope they're looking good for you, too. Let's do Bernie White and his polka band. Here's Hot Pretzels. There you go, those hot pretzels there. That's Bernie White and his polka band here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. For just a second there when I said, and his polka band, I felt I was channeling just a smidgen of Lawrence Welk. You couldn't hear it, I'm sure, but I felt it. It was very weird, I'm telling you. Anyway, here we are in the middle of another edition of Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. I'm on a quest to find a waltz. I'm in a quest to find a 78, trying to find one I haven't played yet. And I get to where I don't remember, so you never know what's going to happen. Here's a Shemileski Brothers record. Yeah, they've been the Shemileski Brothers, Shemileski Orchestra, Shemileski Funtime Band. I don't know, a lot of different names over the years. They've only been playing for like 150 years or something. I mean, not the same guys, but the same family, you know? Apparently, if anybody marries a Shemileski, the wedding has a prenuptial agreement that says any children born must become band members. So the band's been going forever. Here they are with the Tinker Polka. Thank you. There you go. Shemaleski Brothers here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. I have a joke for the week. I won't have a joke for the week every week, probably like twice a year, but I'm still going to call it the joke for the week. I saw this, and this is funny, and it's kind of true because I don't watch football. I know nothing about football. I don't care about football. It's just not a thing I do. But I saw this, and I thought this is pretty funny. It says, I don't watch football, so I don't know who Taylor Swift is, but he sounds fast. Oh, that's pretty good. Anyway, and I just had a breakthrough today. For years now, I have played this Don Peachy record, and I never got it. I mean, I would say the title of the song, and it's 1, 2, 3, For You, My Love, is the name of the song. And I know it's not a waltz, but I always think it should be a waltz, because it's 1, 2, 3, For You, My Love. But it's not. See, in my brain, I put a pause between the three and then the four in For You, My Love, when really it's four, F-O-R, but it's implying that it's four, F-O-U-R. So it's like 1, 2, 3, 4, You, My Love. Get it? And I thought that every time I play the song, I'm like, why isn't this a waltz? And it's because it's a polka and they're counting 1, 2, 3, 4. It's a trick. It's a scientific oddity. I don't know. Anyway, here's Don Peachy. See how that works? It's 1, 2, 3, 4, You, My Love, not 1, 2, 3, For You, My Love, because you'd have to change the song to a waltz if you're going to do that. Anyway, Don Peachy and the orchestra here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Here's a record I salvaged out of the garage last week. I don't remember ever playing this guy before. Gene Cassiola and his orchestra. Well, it's the Gene Cassiola Orchestra, I guess. And here's Franny's Polka. We'll be right back. righty, that is, I've never played that one before. Franny's Polka, Gene Cassiola Orchestra here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old time oldie show, darn it anyway. Let's get the 78 of the week in here, huh? It always sounds great on a 78. And I know this one's not been on the show before because I just dug this one out of a box in the garage, too. On Chicago Records, they put out a lot of polka and waltz records, the folks that at Chicago Records have over many, many decades. And this is the Joe Pat Orchestra. And I think this is the only record I have of the Joe Pat Orchestra. In fact, we have an Oberic up for you today. Ready? It's called Oh, Dig a Dig. Here you go.
Oh, Dig a Dig.
Oni woła do maszyny, ale nie ma gazoliny. Oj, dyg, dyg, oj, dyg, dyg, oj, dyg, 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 dyg. Wczoraj jadła chata mali, dzisiaj nie chce, bo ją pali. Oj, dyg, dyg, oj, dyg, dyg, oj, dyg, 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 dyg.
Oj, dyg, dyg, oj, dyg, dyg, oj, dyg, dyg, oj, dyg, dyg.
Śpiewa tuli luli, do starego się przytuli. Oj, dyg, dyg, oj, dyg, dyg, oj, dyg, 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 dyg. Nie przesuwaj się za blisko, bo ty jesteś pijaczysko. Oj, dyg, dyg, oj, dyg, dyg, oj, dyg, 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 dyg.
Oj, dyg, dyg.
Co tam macie? Ona mówi, ty wiesz, bracie. Oj, dyg, dyg, oj, dyg, dyg, oj, dyg, 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 dyg. Już minęła noc po ślubie. Ona mówi, oj, to lubię. Oj, dyg, dyg, oj, dyg, dyg, oj, dyg, 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 dyg.
Oj, dyg, dyg, oj, dyg, dyg, oj, dyg, dyg.
Dig-a-dig. I don't know what they're singing about, but anyway, there you have our official 78 of the week. Everything sounds great on a 78. That's an official rule, by the way. And you know, I'm confused here. I think I said that was Joe Pat and his orchestra. I think it's Wesley Stosh and his orchestra. The record's got different people on either side, and it was confusing me. All right, I feel better now. I picked out a waltz during that, though, so stand by for that coming up. But I thought before we got to a waltz, we'd cram a little Wally record in right about here.
Joy for every girl and boy. We twirl and twist around in every polka town. You should see dad and mom waving, saying, come on, this polka is for you. Be happy, don't be blue. Ta-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-
Let's polka, you and I. You're mine and I'm your guy. How can you sit around with this great polka sound? Play us this song once more. We'll dance across the floor. This is a lot of fun. Let's polka, everyone.
Harmony Boys, it's Polka Joy here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. Believe it or not, this happens every darn week, this show right here. And maybe you're a regular listener and you tune in most weeks. Maybe you're just a regular innocent person, an innocent bystander who had no idea, and all of a sudden this came on. And you're like, what the heck is this? This is something different. Well, make a note and be back again in a week, because the same thing happens every week right here. If you'd like to make a request or dedication, have a question or a comment or whatever, we have a phone number. You can leave a voice or send a text to area code 218-259-2985. That's 218-259-2985. Or you can email oompahour@AOL.com. That's pretty easy, oompahour@AOL.com. Or look us up on the Facebook, facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. Neat thing about that is, if you take a look at the Facebook page during the week, I post the playlist for the upcoming week. So like on like a Tuesday or a Wednesday or whatever, you're a Thursday, you can see the playlists for the next week's show. So you can go, ooh, one of my favorites is coming up. I want to be sure to tune in for that one. So there's a little tip for you, right? Now, as the regular listeners all know, we always have at least one waltz in every show. Sometimes we have a couple, but I always try to have at least one. Stan Blount and the orchestra here on turntable number one, ready to go. Dancers, if you're ready, here's the Pretty Girl Waltz.
Have you ever seen a girl as pretty? Stars that shine, then come with me some evening. I'll show you that girl of mine. She sleeps upon a bed of roses, dreaming of the days gone by, when she and I were sweethearts beneath the summer sky. Shine, then come with me some evening. I'll show you that girl of mine. She sleeps upon a bed of roses, dreaming of the days gone by, when she and I were sweethearts beneath the summer sky.
There you go. There's your waltz for the day, dancers. You can relax now. The pressure's off. Stan Blount in the orchestra with the Pretty Girl Waltz here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. Back for another week. Glad you're hanging out with me this week. Jerry Dostal's orchestra is right here on turntable number two. They're doing the My Fanny Polka. Jerry Dostal Orchestra, My Fanny Polka. This is Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Glad to be back for another week, spinning the records for you. Glad you're out there listening to them, too. What do we got here? Oh, it's the Mark Exiger Orchestra. This is another record that has survived the garage. With this unusual warm weather, I've been sneaking out to the garage and trying to sort out boxes of records. And I always find something interesting. And here's Mr. Chippy's Polka. It's Mr. Chippy's Polka. That's the Mark Exiger Orchestra here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Mr. Chippy reminds me of my dad, which reminds me of my grandson. And it's all because of chipmunks and peanuts. My dad used to put a peanut or a couple of peanuts out on the front step at the house. And the chipmunks would come along. Chipmunks or squirrels? Uh-oh. Oh, it must have been squirrels. The chipmunks came to eat the Cocoa Krispies. We live in a weird world, I'm telling you. Yeah, he would put out a peanut for the squirrels. And they would come and grab one. And Dad would wait for them. And you could stand in the dining room and look right out the window onto the step of the front door. And he would take pictures. So then he would gather up pictures of all these squirrels that were eating a peanut off the front step. And then he would take them over to the grocery store because they had like a kiosk where you could make your own prints, you know, and it had a thing where you could put like a bubble in a comic book and type in your own captions or what the people are saying in the picture. And normally you would use it with humans, and he would think of clever things that the squirrels and the chipmunks were saying. And so now my grandson does that on our front step. And of course we put out the peanuts for the squirrels, but we also, and it's probably bad for them, so don't take my advice. The chipmunks absolutely love Cocoa Krispies or Cocoa Pebbles. They're not real picky. And, yeah, they fill their little cheeks up till they're just about to burst. And we always call them Mr. Chippy. So when I played Mr. Chippy's polka, it made me think of the chipmunks and the squirrels. And you wound up with that whole big, long, ridiculous story. So there, here's Whoopi John and the orchestra. It's the Minnesota Polka. Whoopi John there. That one's a little wore out, a little scratchy there. But I like that one. Minnesota Polka, Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Probably a couple more records yet in the show today. Got Frank Yankovic on the way here in just a minute, so hang on.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention, the International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
All righty. Now, I told you we had Frank Yankovic and the Yanks coming up. I don't recall ever hearing this song, which is why I'm going to play it, because I like the song by other people. Frank Yankovic and his Yanks doing Hawaiian War Chant. And the only other version of that I ever remember is from Spike Jones and his City Slickers, if you remember that. And so I just want to find out what happens. And the reason I probably never heard it, I think this is the only record I have it on, and the record's really scratchy. So I never play the whole side of the record because you got to listen through all the scratches. So we're going to bear with the scratches. We're just going to roll this and try Hawaiian War Chant, Frank and the Yankovics, or Yankee and the Yanks, or whatever the heck it is. Here we go. There you go, Frankie Yankovic and his Yanks there doing the Hawaiian War Chant, which I thought was pretty good. I don't remember ever hearing them do that. I just remember Spike Jones and the City Slickers doing it, because my dad and my grandpa had all of Spike Jones' records, and I grew up listening to them. And in case you've never heard that, I'm going to play just a little bit of it, okay? I don't have time for the whole thing. I look at the old clock on the wall. We're going to go out with the ample airs here in just a second. But I grew up playing this among other records when I was a kid, so maybe that explains why I am like I am. But here, just let's listen for a minute.
As the sun pulls away from the shore and our boat sinks slowly in the west, we approach the island of Lulu. Spelled backwards,
Ul-ul.
Ah, in the distance we hear Spike Jones and his wacky Wackakeans.
Well, anyway, we don't have time for all that. But ever since I was about 10 years old, I wanted to learn how to do that gargling singing thing. And I came close to drowning a couple times, but I never did come close at all learning how to do it. But anyway, I think we got time to fit one more in here. Oh, heck yeah. Let's go out on the tuba polka. Here are the Ample Airs. See, that's one of those records always confuses me because it says right on the record it's the tuba polka. Do you hear a tuba? I say no. There is no tuba in that record. It is not a good name for the song, but anyway, the old clock on the wall says it is a good time to shut up, play the theme song, get out of here because I'm out of time. But I'm already stacking up next week's records. So I'll be ready to go when the time comes. So stand by, dancers.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on the weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim's Oompa Hour is a production of Edwards Broadcast Service and recorded live at our studio in Bovee, Minnesota. Brought to you by the International Polka Association and the World of Accordions Museum. Back to do it again next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.